we are all so human. They're finished, eh? The Muslims are finished. Now, you were saying, sister? Yes. In other words, yeah, thanks for a word, for the word vanity. But over the centuries, and as we know, women in the first century of the Christian era, among the Jews, for example, for that matter, even among those who are now Jews, the women had their heads covered. And the reason, as you say, is vanity. I did tell you, didn't I, how there was a contest between the Hairdressers Association and the Hat Makers Association in America. You know who won? The Hairdressers Association. Because, as you know, sisters, women speak with their faces. Women don't have to say one word. It's not necessary. They speak with their faces. And consequently it is, of course, Our Lady always had her head covered. And this is where we Christians, as I tell people, by the way, the largest concentration of Muslims in North America is in Detroit, Michigan, where I live. Largest concentration. They are powerful. Back to our subject. There are three hymns, O Salutaris Ostia, Tantum Ergo, and Panis Angelicus. Now, in the hymn Adoro Te, which I don't have listed in your notes. Remember, the hymn composed by St. Thomas Aquinas, Vesus tactus gustus in te fallitur, sed auditu solo tuto creditur. Credo quid quid dixi Dei filius, Ilo verbo veritatis verius, sight, touch, and taste in thee are deceived. The ear alone most safely is believed. I believe all the Son of God has spoken, than truth's own word there is no truth spoken. In other words, we do not see Christ with our bodily eyes, cannot taste, for example, the wine, tastes like wine, cannot touch, cannot feel, but our ears and sisters hear it, and don't forget. Who could finish this statement of St. Paul? Faith comes from
hearing,
did you say hearing?
Yes.
In Latin, fides ex auditu. But sisters, for somebody to hear, someone else must do what?
Speak.
okay. I tell you about the 4-hour conversation I had on the plane from New York to Santa Fe in New Mexico. I brought work with me on the plane, and I was, I tell you this, I was sitting in the aisle seat, crowded. Tell you this, a Muslim woman sitting in the aisle, on the left of the aisle, across from me. I brought work with me, but I told you about women. Women are very persistent. God bless you. So I figured, I give up. She wants to talk. So we talked, and we talked, and we talked. She was Muslim. She knew the Quran well. She was from Iran. And all we talked, and that whole flight was about Esau and Jesus, but even Allah, the Son of God, she never heard that. And she had been corresponding from Iran. Pray for her. But somebody must speak for someone else to hear. Now just one word. St. Thomas Aquinas never separated the Eucharist as, remember, sacrifice, communion, and presence. But, and this is St. Thomas, he understood very clearly that just because Jesus is present outside of Mass, no Holy Communion, he is just there, that he confers grace on those who believe. But I keep repeating it, sisters, please don't forget, we're going to have one. Listen, it will be 1 hour class on Christ, a miracle worker. He works miracles depending on our faith. Then, the Middle Ages, after the Council of Trent, from St. Thomas, 13th century, to the break of the Catholic Church in the 16th century. That's over 300 years. During those 300 years, there were several, and they were Catholic priests who lost their faith in the real presence. And of course, they were then the predecessors of Martin Luther and his followers. That is why, sisters, I keep repeating, and they wonder why, the faith of millions depends on the faith of bishops and priests, and especially in their power to change bread and wine into the living Christ. Then we know what happened. Who remembers the date, the year, that Martin Luther broke for the Catholic Church? 1517. Would you remember the month and the day?